about the whole thing, but the Transportation Safety Administration was a problem. I spent over 45 minutes with customs people working through this.
And how many times have you traveled through customs with them?
This is the second time I've been through TSA with it. Now, the first time was in Burlington, Vermont, and that's a very, very small airport. And it turned out that there had been someone who had seen a special on the Enigma on either the History Channel or Discovery Channel. So he pointed at it, knew right what it was, and I had to give a demo to all the other people who were on site at that time that were TSA folks that had a minute they could get off. But that was cool. San Francisco, I didn't have that luck. I had people who thought this was some kind of what they used to call infernal device. But eventually I did get it through.
Okay. And but you had better luck coming in?
When I got here, John Alexander, who is a volunteer who organized a lot of the aspects of this anniversary, arranged a customs broker who knew what each person was carrying in terms of machinery, serial numbers, everything else. So when we got to customs, we would call the customs broker, and he would have all the manifests, everything listed. So for customs, it was no problem.
Much more straightforward.
Yes.
Fantastic.
I spent less than 5 minutes total going through customs. Although I did spend an hour and almost an hour and a half getting my passport stamped. It's the peak of the morning, and they have a series of booths with people, and they had four of the booths populated. And this is after 400 some odd people had just gotten off an airplane from the United States. So Heathrow is...
You get some things right, but not everything.
Yes, Heathrow was not my favorite destination.
No. Fantastic. Thanks for talking to us.
Well, thank you.
Brilliant.